grown up.
I don't know if this has anything to do with yesterday, but Madonna has now added a stop in Nashville to her tour to support LGBTQ. I hope that that's just a coincidence and not a deliberate timing. That is the Cheap and Trashy. As we get ready for the exciting 7 o'clock hour, you never know. Yes, we do know what's going to happen between 7 and 8. Random facts. But you never know what might happen within random facts. And today being Tuesday, you can tell I'm so well prepared at all times. This is the last day for this week's specials at Food Outlet. But a Food Outlet shopper, it'll be 10 years in July. And I will not be there this Sunday morning. I will be returning. I may stop there on the way back to the house, though. And I got to get my propane tanks refilled. They've got the best refill price on propane at Food Outlet. You should not even think twice. Take your tank there for the exchange and get a better price. In the meat department, chicken tenders are $1.99 a pound. These are the big ones. These aren't some of the ones that are prepackaged by certain brands. It's not that they're not good food. We just like the ones that have some substance to them. Something that's, as big as your entire thumb, for example, all the way down to the wrist. That's about the size. $1.99 a pound for those. Pork spirits are $1.77 a pound. Hillshire Farm lunch meats are $3.99. That's the thin sliced ham, chicken, beef, or turkey. Great for sandwiches. Big box of saltines. Nabisco saltines, $2.95 each. Everything in the store is cost plus 10%, but these specials save you even more. 4-pound bag of Domino sugars, just $2.85. That's an excellent price. And Bluebell ice cream, all flavors, $4.94 for a real half gallon. And then,
how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
$2.43 for the gallon-sized Hawaiian punch at all three Food Outlet locations. Those specials good through today at the Millbrook on Highway 14, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Danny and O'Neill and the great staff there will welcome you, show you around if you're a newcomer. It doesn't take long to learn the route at Food Outlet. Traffic for SRN News.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're building a little bit now around the boulevard. Busy at all the major intersections, East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, and East-South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, light to moderate. Looking good, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed this morning. Give yourself some extra time coming out of Emerald Mountain into Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota, Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hot Tub Day. Count me in, replied creepy dudes with hairy backs who seem to appear everywhere when you're on vacation. Chris Martin of Coldplay says he only eats one meal a day. Wow, even when Chris Martin's not singing, listening to him is annoying. Kelly Clarkson announced she'll be doing a 10-show residency in Las Vegas this summer. Her American Idol runner-up Justin Guarini has also been doing one in Vegas, underneath a bridge of the I-15. Backstreet Boy AJ McLean and his wife are separating. Friends say she's no longer his fire or his one desire. This is not headline news.
Front
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Awful.
It was all over in a matter of just minutes. Yesterday's mass shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville left 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults dead. The shooter was taken out by police 14 minutes after the 911 call came in. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the attacker, a 28-year-old woman who was living as a man, a former student of the Covenant School who carefully planned the deadly rampage. Following massive protests and nationwide strikes, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has put on hold his plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system. Mexican officials say 39 people have died, 29 injured, in a fire in an immigration detention facility in northern Mexico, just over the other side of the border. Wall Street Dow futures 3 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Yourself off to work running late. Can't you hear your alarm clock? Get up lazy. Oversleeper, sleepyhead. Oversleeper, try to be on time. Oversleeper, get up out of bed. Get up out of bed.
Did you oversleep?
No.
Well, you have that face that says you did. It is 7:09 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have a thunderstorm in the area, so let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Maxfield Air Force Base reporting a thunderstorm at the moment, and we've got a nice cell on the radar. The heaviest rain at the moment appears to be between Montgomery downtown and Millbrook. So showers and thunderstorms. We could probably stop talking about the dense fog advisory because the airports are looking pretty good right now. Risk of showers and maybe a few thunderstorms today. And most of the action will be along and south of I-85. Today's high 75. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Cool day for late March with a high in the upper 60s. But warmer Thursday, best day of the week weather-wise, in my opinion. Sunshine, high 77, back to the mid-80s on Friday. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returning Friday night into Saturday. In fact, another system that has to be watched as far as its severe weather potential. I kid you not. Right now, it looks like the best threat of severe weather would be over the northwestern half of the state. Right now, this morning, with obviously showers in the area, it's 60 at 710.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
You know who will answer the phone if you call them right now? Our friends at Plumbing by Lucor. In fact, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they man the phones at 264-9666. because it is a known fact. Look it up. Google it if you want. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing does pick the worst time to be a problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, at Plumbing by Lake Wire. So now, of course, it's a no-brainer at my house. Plus, they are very prompt about trying to narrow down when they're coming. You don't have to black out the whole day. They'll pick up the phone, tell you they're on their way. They'll diagnose the problem, tell you how much it's going to cost, and get the whole house plumbing inspection. That's a great feeling, great peace of mind, because they check all your plumbing inside and out. And looking for something, and they have occasionally found a situation in my house that was going to be a big deal, and they take care of it before it does become a big deal. That's the way they roll at Plumbing by Lake Wire. Maybe it's time for a new water heater at your house. They'll set you up with an energy-efficient unit that will save you money on your electric bill. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Lake Wire. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
I just had a horrible realization.
What is it?
That's when you come to terms that there's something out there that you need to acknowledge, but that's not important. I don't have my convoluted intros ready for random facts.
Oh, my God.
I have not given, and normally I start working on these, you know, when I'm putting
stuff together.
Yeah, sometimes even then. So random facts may be delayed. However, something that we had touched on last hour that we promised more on later. Is all these books that are being rewritten for the sensitivities of today. I think we're the first people in history to do that. I can't recall any other culture.
Yeah, to rewrite the classics?
It's the way it was. Deal with it. Why do we have to, let's see. Yeah, Agatha Christie, the latest potentially offensive language. Now, she's not here.
Right.
I got to give J.K. Rowling credit. She's stood by her guns. That's her belief. You can agree or disagree, but she's not changing her books to protect anybody's feelings. And now Ian Fleming, the Bond books. What are they going to do? You know?
I think they'll change it to Silverfinger.
Perot... Guardian reports that many of the changes involve situations where the main characters come into contact with people outside the UK. Terms that will be eliminated. Gypsy, Oriental, Nubian, Natives, and the N-word used in quotes in some scenarios. Why don't we teach the power to decide, you know, you can decide whether anything, a name, something in a book, anything offends you. It's not life's job to make it all better like this.
This is Help Wanted. Finding the perfect match for unique job opportunities. Here is today's Help Wanted ad.
Are you old enough to know what a book is? Are you easily offended? Then you may have what it takes to join the exciting world of sensitivity readers. Candidates must be willing to endure pages upon pages of offensive material by the likes of such disgraceful authors as Agatha Christie and Roald Dahl. The ideal candidate must be skilled in clutching pearls and shouting, "Well, I never." So if you think you would excel at editing offensive language out of classic literature, this job will be a cakewalk. Oh, I just learned where that term came from. I mean, this job would be easy. Apply today.
This has been Help Wanted, a public service of this station.
What if they told me I had to go through everything that I've got in my files here and get rid of anything that might be deemed insensitive? Something that it's humor.
900 pages.
We have to learn to laugh at ourselves.
Today's show is brought to you by all the people who eat breakfast and put on their makeup in the car on their way to work in the morning, raising all of our insurance premiums.
And you think we just hurt somebody with that? I mean, I don't know.
Cereal lovers.
All right, we're at 7:15. Let's get some local news.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Glenn Halbrooks.
The National Weather Service has released details on three tornadoes that hit our area Sunday night and early Monday. First, an EF0 hit near the Prattville Country Club Sunday night with winds of 75 miles per hour, crossing Highway 82 before causing damage in a neighborhood. It was on the ground for about 3 minutes and had a path of about a mile. Then an EF1 touched down near Kalijah at Lake Martin later that night, downing transmission lines and crossing the lake. It had winds of 110 and was on the ground 7 minutes and more than 7 miles. An EF2 hit the extreme west Macon County area early Monday in Milstead, destroying a cotton gin, trees, and power poles. It had winds of 125 and was on the ground 25 minutes with a path of more than 15 miles. Luckily, no injuries reported in any of these tornadoes. I'm Glenn Halbrooks. Watch your local news on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
All right, at 7:16 now, sometime after 8 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to play a game we call Little Kid or Drunk Adult. I think we should demonstrate it now among the three of us.
Okay.
And you'll see how this works. All right.
I threw my ice cream cone at a total stranger.
I threw my ice cream cone at a total stranger.
Well,
little kid, or was that done by
a little kid?
You want to go little kid, but sometimes
a drunk adult would do that.
Sometimes they throw you a curve.
Well, you know, I drank alcoholically for years, and among the many things that I'm not proud of, I never threw an ice cream cone at somebody. I was a civilized drunk.
This is the first time we've ever crossed through this territory. I didn't know that.
All right, so I'm going little kid. Jay's going little kid. What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to go little kid.
All right.
I was a little kid, and we were at Baskin Robbins, and I was enjoying my chocolate chip ice cream when some stranger said, "Chocolate is so much better," and for whatever reason, I wasn't having it, and I threw the cone at him, and it splattered all over him, and my parents were mortified, and we never went back to that location again.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a demonstration of the game, and you'll have a chance to win a Seafood Bistro gift card next hour when we play it. Coming up, part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 28th, something on a stick day. A day to enjoy foods like popsicles, corn dogs, and kebabs. Whatever you eat today, make sure it's on a stick. I just wish I had known that before I made this oatmeal. I'm going to starve to death trying to eat this with a toothpick. Stick!
And I'd like to shish kebab some
random facts.
Isn't that the best thing on a stick, though? Kebabs.
Yeah.
No. Corn dog.
Oh, corn dog. Yeah, there's that.
There's plenty of things on a stick.
I walk by the corn dogs.
Popsicles.
At Food Outlet.
That's a good point.
Because they're in the center aisle freezer, and I get a little... Because when Cho was a kid, he just loved those. So there wasn't a day I went to Food Outlet and I didn't come back with a box of Brian corn dogs. And they're very good. I may buy them just for sentimental... purposes one of these days. You know.
Did you know from 1991 to 2007, tobacco conglomerate Philip Morris successfully marketed Capri Sun to children based on their executive's experience of selling tobacco to young people.
Alright, run this by me again. I want to make sure I understand. You have...
From 1991 to 2007, Philip Morris marketed Capri Sun to children, and they did so because they already had experience selling tobacco to kids.
Oh!
So they figured out, let's just use the same method.
Marketing.
And you know why that worked? Because I can't tell you how many cases of Capri Sun I had to buy when Janelle was a baby goose.
There you go, because Philip Morris.
Yeah. And we had a lot of little kids in the neighborhood, so when they were at our house, it was very easy to please everybody. Grab a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun, yep.
And a cigarette, I would hand
and
those
a cigarette.
Out to
your kids. Smoke them up.
Smoke them up, Johnny.
They love my house.
Did you know there is a rock formation in Saudi Arabia that, okay, this gives me 6 meters high and 9 meters wide.
6 meters would be
about 18
feet.
Yeah, okay. And then nine is...
Wait a minute.
27.
Take a look at the TV. You see that woman there on those Lume ads?
Yeah.
She makes me ill. I don't want to hear about her butt crack, her under boobs, and her Lume that makes you smell nice everywhere.
What channel would you like on?
She's the most unappealing pitch person I've ever seen for any product in the history of media. And trust me, I know my media.
So that'd be 18 feet by 27 feet.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I broke up your rock formations, but I wanted you guys, because I mentioned her, and neither one of you two know, because you don't watch any commercial TV.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I can't afford what you guys have.
The rock formation in Saudi Arabia, it's 18 meters high and 7 meters wide, we said?
No, 18 feet.
18 feet high and
27
feet wide. It's split in half, and it's balanced on two small natural pedestals. The origin of the Al-Nasla rock formation is unknown. I'm going to put this in the Google for you so that you can see the rock formation.
I'm guessing... aliens on this one, Rich. I think probably a civilization that visited us created this.
So this is it.
Is Kenny like, wow. That, I'm sorry, that came from
UFOs?
Extraterrestrial peoples.
Wow. I didn't know. You know, I think of Saudi Arabia, I think of sand.
Well, there's some of that there, too.
Yeah, but that's pounded sand.
Yeah.
You've heard that expression, right? Pound sand?
Yeah.
Is that Savannah doing a mic test?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. I always like to eavesdrop on them. It's exciting.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so this is how big it is. There's a vehicle next to it.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. That is a big rock.
Yeah, it's a big rock.
A rock star.
It's enormous.
And it's split in half. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that is. How does that happen? What explanation could there possibly be?
It says the origin of the formation is unknown, so...
And what is it called again?
Al-Nasla. A-L and then N-A-S-L-A-A.
If I ask where the big rock is, it's in Saudi Arabia. And that will be a question, I'm pretty sure.
Did you know in 1975, King Charles III, at that time, he was a prince.
Yeah.
He was the British monarchy's first qualified scuba diver and the first to dive under the Arctic ice. Did not know that Prince Charles was a scuba diver.
First qualified royal?
For the British monarchy's first qualified scuba diver. None of the British monarchs could scuba dive before him. Well, none of them did. It's not that they couldn't. They could have. None of them did. Did you know the 2008... Oh, yeah. The most expensive plane crash in history.
Ooh. Most expensive plane crash in history.
2008. I gave you a hint there.
2008.
$1.4 billion.
Ooh. Where did it occur?
I think giving that up will tell you. But anyway, Anderson Air Force Base.
Oh, Okay, so this had to be...
It was a B-2.
Okay.
Yes, the... I've seen video of that.
Yeah.
It was lifting off, the left wing dipped and got caught in the dirt and pulled it right back down and total destruction.
Yeah. $1.4 billion is how much that cost for that. So,
what's the deductible on the insurance for something
like that? That's a good question.
You know what the other interesting thing about that is? Well, that plane was barely off the ground, but both pilots ejected safely.
Did they?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's fantastic to hear. That's great.
And boy, in a situation like that, you have literally less than 1 second
to make a decision.
To make a decision on whether you're going to try and eject. And it worked.
This next random fact has multiple random facts in it. We'll start with this one. How many individual animation series were there from Hanna-Barbera Studios?
Okay.
Question.
So you got the Flintstones, you got Magilla Gorilla. No, was that...
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah. Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw.
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. Okay, how many?
I don't know. We don't have time for you to go through all of them.
Okay, how many of them?
249.
Wow. They said simultaneously.
249. Now, if you sat down and watched all 249 series from Hanna-Barbera back-to-back without interruption or commercials, it would take you 51 days.
That could have killed some serious time during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Early on when everybody was looking for stuff to binge watch.
That is 1,246 hours of cartoons.
Is Hanna-Barbera still in business?
And are they streamed? Are all the Hanna-Barbera products streamed somewhere? That would be interesting.
I just hate that HBO Max, stripped some of the Looney Tunes. Why?
They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, they didn't get rid of them. That. It was contract stuff on that one.
It was contract stuff. I told you that before. You hurt my feelings by not remembering what I
told you. I don't actually think they ever put those on, the ones that were like the war propaganda stuff and everything else. I think they actually put those up there.
Well, the Bugs Bunny war propaganda ones were great. I mean, although, yes, they were portrayed our enemies in a very...
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you're supposed to do when there's a war on.
I mean, kind of like the Three Stooges did, right? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of that. TCM runs this disclaimer about things that they have in movies, like Mickey Rooney portraying an Asian man.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
Hanna-Barbera, by the way, went defunct in 2001.
Okay.
Defunct?
Defunct.
All that production and they went defunct?
Yep.
You know who killed them? Barney the Dinosaur.
I'd actually would like to know.
Yeah, there's got to be a backstory there.
Let's see. The profitability of Saturday morning cartoons was eclipsed by weekday afternoon syndication after the studio's fortunes declined by the 1980s. Oh. Taft Broadcasting acquired Hanna-Barbera in 1966 and retained that ownership until 91 when Turner Broadcasting acquired the studio using that back catalog to build up the Cartoon Network.
How about that?
So, you remember when you got up on Saturday morning to watch cartoons? I would watch a TV station sign on with the color bars, and then the cartoons would start.
I know you haven't had a chance, but let me just show you something real quick here.
Your column.
Yeah. Where's the freaking PDF for this thing? Let me show you something. Because there's a picture in it of, it's not me, but a kid about that age.
Turner later merged in 96 with Time Warner. And then after Hanna died in 2001, the studio became a standalone company. It was folded into Warner Brothers Animation. Since then, the name has been used, but mostly for marketing and copyright purposes.
So there was two guys, Hanna and Barbera, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Joseph Hanna. And Tony Barbera.
Well, Joseph Barbera and William Hanna.
I was close.
You were. You had the names
juxtaposed.
Switched. Yes. Did you know? Michael Garnier, I think. G-A-R-N-I-E-R. Garnier, maybe. He built 9 tree houses to make what was called a treesort.
A treesort. That is tremendous.
It was a bed and breakfast. He had to fight a 10-year legal battle to get his houses approved for guests, which included recruiting 66 humans, 2 dogs, and 1 cat in a single treehouse. That's a total of 10,847 pounds.
Holy cow.
To prove that it was structurally sound.
Impressive.
Did every boy growing up try to make a treehouse? Did you have a treehouse?
I did not. Yeah. However, they sold really nice treehouses when Janelle was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I bought one of those, and it had a nice big
a prefab treehouse.
Yeah, a slide, all the stuff for them to climb up and down. Yeah, it was really
Jay,
cool.
Did you make a treehouse?
I did not.
Okay.
Why? Made forts and stuff.
Why not?
Made a tree
house. Forts. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that qualifies.
I didn't make it in a tree, though.
All right.
So it's not really a tree
house.
It's
okay. You made forts. You're cool.
I'm trying to look up the tree resort, or tree zort, I mean, and see what it looks like. 15 tree houses. This is in Cave Junction, Oregon. So, yeah, I'm just looking through some of the tree houses there. Anyway, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about the Battle of San Jacinto, I believe.
Jacinto.
I have heard of it.
Yeah. It's the one that happened after the Alamo. We will talk about a theme park in Singapore.
Singapore is a cool city I'd love to visit someday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about... bees, a random fact about bees, okay. Popcorn, mm-hmm. And a serial killer. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
And you'll be able to knock off several boxes of your favorites if you win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate we're giving away at the end of Random Facts with the Pop
serial
quiz.
Killer. See, you were talking about the guy that kills people.
Let's talk about Brian Jewelry for a minute. You know, Mom's Day, I calculated the exact number of days, but look, this month, March, has gone ripping by. You got about 7 weeks to Mother's Day, maybe a little bit less than that. Point being, now is the time. Whether it's your wife and the mother of your children, or your mother, or grandmother, or somebody special. Sometimes it's the mommy to your pets. You might want to honor them with something special. The place to get it is Brian Jewelry. The place to save money is Brian Jewelry. Their entire collection, which is huge, is very competitively priced and available to you as low as 0% interest for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury account, or available for layaway, too, if that's what you would like to do. If you would like to have something created, maybe a medal made up, Mom of the Year or something like that, talk to Lynn and her amazing creative genius team there, and they will get that done. Before you visit, though, go to brianjewelry.com online. Sign up for their club. So if you purchase something that's $200 or higher, they'll take $100 off that first purchase right there at the register so they can save you some big money. So get ready for Mom's Day or any other occasion coming up on the calendar, anniversaries, birthdays, and so forth, with help from the people that have been helping folks here in the River Region for almost 7 full decades. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main and Bravel, and brianjewelry.com. 735.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have an accident at Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Use caution there, and we are getting busy all over the place. Got a good bit of traffic on Highway 14 from Wetumpka to Elmore over to Millbrook. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, very busy, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed this morning. Redland Road, River Bridge, more traffic than usual there. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State. Today's College for Tomorrow's World. Wendell J. Skywatch Trenum.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, good time.
Yay, fun.
With random facts.
That one was starring Emily.
Yes. I've seen her baby. Her baby is
beautiful.
So cute.
Did you know the Battle of San, how did you pronounce it?
Jacinto. I think that's what Mrs. Palermo, my high school Spanish teacher, would have insisted on.
Oh, okay. Well, that particular one then, just 6 weeks after the Texans' terrible loss at the Alamo in 1836 is when that took place. They regrouped under Sam Houston and surprised the Mexican forces and overwhelmingly defeated the Mexicans. The Texans had 11 soldiers killed. Mexicans lost 650.
Wow.
So they got them back. Yeah.
Huh.
That is quite a lot.
So Sam Houston must not have been in the Alamo. Interesting. Because there were no survivors, right?
That is true, yeah. Or no, there was survivors at the Alamo, I believe, weren't there? Some that got away from there, I believe.
I'll look it up.
I mean, somebody could have recognized that trouble was on the way and said,
that's it, I'm out of here.
Right. Did you know?
I always wondered that about Custer, too. I think one person escaped Custer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
200 were inside to defend it. 14 people lived through it, the battle.
Hmm. That's right. I knew there were some survivors. It wasn't all of them that had passed, or at least were able to escape from that.
But not... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Did you know... Ha Par Villa, H-A-W-P-A-R, and then Villa, Ha Par Villa, is a theme park in Singapore. It features what's called the 10 Courts of Hell.
The 10 Courts?
Yes.
Courts. Now, is that as in, like, quarts of milk at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet, or
quarts? Not quarts.
Okay. Oh, C-U-R-T-S.
Yeah.
C-O-U-R-T-S.
7 Courts
That's
of Hell.
That's what I said.
Gotcha.
You said C-O-R-T-S.
So, tell me
I did not. I did not say. Rich, what did I say? C-O-U-R-T-S.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah, you did.
You know we record this.
He's lying.
I could just go back.
He just wants breakfast tomorrow. That's it.
Hey,
Both of us are fasting today, I believe, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. I am. I'm not even allowed to drink water.
There's that thing.
Really? You're not allowed to drink water?
I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. So, 7 to 10 Courts of Hell is a... It's an attraction at the Ha Par Villa
in Singapore.
And tell me about the Ten Courts of Hell.
The Ten Courts of Hell it's got gruesome depictions of Buddhist suffering. It's been popular with families for generations where children can learn about the consequences of disobeying their parents.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, man, that's, whoa.
Mom, can we see the Ten Courts of Hell again?
Hey, Desert Boy, that's that picture I was telling you about earlier on the screen there. Kids sit in front of it. That's in the column.
Oh, yeah. Watching cartoons.
Desert Boy? From when he went to the concert so long ago?
No, from he hasn't had any water all day.
Oh, I was wondering where Desert Boy came from.
I thought it was from when you went to that concert out in the old Chela.
No.
That's what I thought he was referencing.
No.
Desert Boy.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did you know despite having brains of poppy seeds, or the size of poppy seeds, bees are able to recognize and remember human faces. In a study, researchers paired images of human faces with sugar-laced water, and bees were able to recognize and remember that that face is the one that gives me the sugar water.
Is that right?
In other words, maybe they had dispensers, right? Or some sort of thing, and they put a face with each dispenser.
Oh.
And they would mix it up. And so every time the bee would come in, it'd start to recognize that that face is the one where I'm going to get the sweet water from.
Wow.
And so it would recognize that. They were able to recognize and remember the faces. Even after the reward was no longer available, they would still keep going to that face.
Heck of a sting operation.
Because of, you know,
yeah,
bees and stinging.
Yeah.
Two, three, four, five. Okay, did you know? Popcorn.
Okay.
It is, it's a very specific... It's not a descriptive term, you know. It's not just like, oh, there's a, you put that in the microwave, it'll pop. No, it's not like that. It's a very specific variety of corn, which has the unique characteristics of being able to pop. While the other five varieties of corn do not have this capability.
So that means there are six varieties of corn. Is
there
that
right? Are, yes. And finally, let's talk about that serial killer.
Yes.
I don't, yeah, it's hard to bring up now because, you know.
You made a joke out of it.
No, not that. It's the fact that it.
Oh, because of what happened yesterday.
It took place in New Orleans.
Oh, which,
you know,
okay,
is where you're going this week.
Yeah.
He was the Axeman of New Orleans.
Okay.
Serial killer who killed six and injured six from around 1918. Or 1919, so you probably don't have to worry about him anymore around the area.
There's plenty of other stuff to worry about there.
He also happened to be an avid jazz fan.
Oh.
In a letter to the newspaper, he stated that when he was going to kill next, he would talk about that, when he was going to kill next, but he noted that he would spare any occupants of a place where a jazz band was playing.
Is that right? Well, guess what? I would have become a big jazz fan.
Those are your random facts.
All right, lots to ponder there. And in a moment, we will find out what today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question is going to be. I've had a chance. A guy who's had a show on our radio station for many years, Dr. Carl Schmidt, and visit the herb shop. And what an amazing place. The more I get out there, the more I learn. And it's all good. It's all good. It's just amazing the wide scope of things they can do. See, I take a few different pharmaceutical drugs for this and that. You know, we all do, I think, have at least a couple or a few. But I'm really into... situation, for example, at the herb shop, I took an herb that was supposed to work on the specific issue that my doctor was concerned about, the heart. But when I had the heart cath after almost a month of taking this particular herb, there's nothing there. You'll be able to read about that in the April Boom magazine. They can help you in so many ways. I would urge you, if you have a moment, check out the X49, which is a patch. Here's the thing. You know, he's such a fascinating guy. He's going to be on the afternoon show, I think, tomorrow to talk about a couple of things that are new. Neurofeedback and so forth. But, you know, he was talking about, I stopped by to see him Saturday, healthcare. And we always think of going to the doctor and having something treated. What they do there is care for your health so that you don't have to go to the doctor with an issue. And there's so many different ways that they can accomplish that. We know that the world is filled with anti-aging products, which are designed to help you maintain the most youthful look possible, but that's cosmetic. The patch that I'm talking about, and I put one on the back of my neck every day, it's about using your own stem cells to reverse aging. In certain specific ways. So he's going to discuss all of this. But if you're looking for a place that has natural solutions to everything from depression to low energy, try the Herb Shop. Beautiful store, newly situated between Jalapenos and Marguerite's in the Pepper Tree Plaza. You'll love Dr. Carl. He is such a great and caring and unbelievably intelligent human being. His son is there, and he's bright, and it's a great place. In fact, when I was there Saturday, I was very pleased that two diehard News Talk listeners walked in while we were sitting discussing various things they do. And again, he'll be on Happy Hour tomorrow afternoon. Visit the Herb Shop, or you can find him online at the herbshopwellnesscenter.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for whatever today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question is with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a company that had 249 animated series. Now, what was the name of the company? And give me, what do you want to go with three? Or you want to go with three or two? Well, we can do three. There's 249 of them.
Yeah, I mean, we rattled off about five or six of them.
Name three of the shows.
Yeah.
So name the company and then name three of the shows.
Yep.
All right, 272-9228. If you don't win the $10 food outlet gift certificate, that's 5 pounds of chicken tenders, by the way, through today. Do a follow-up and enhance your chances for a grand prize on Friday. 272-9228.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We've got an accident at Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Use caution there. Don't forget, Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge closed this morning. We have a lot of traffic on Redland Road and at the River Bridge red lights. Folks trying to get out of Emerald Mountain. 231 to Montgomery, very busy this morning. And East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard. A lot of congestion there. A lot of traffic on Highway 14 between Wetumpka, Elmore, and Millbrook. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Get the new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. New shipments are arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
All right, Jay, it looks like Pat is our first caller. Hey, Pat, good morning.
I looked through my notes after I heard the rest of the question when I think I'm screwed, but I think you said the Flintstones, Huckleberry Hound, Quiddaw yep. McGraw, which I didn't even remember that one.
Yeah.
So that's three.
That's what the was three. The What's the name of the company?
Oh, it's Hanna-Barbera.
There you go. You got it.
You're on fire.
Excellent work. I am very impressed, and he takes notes, which is cool.
Yes. Yeah, I love it.
Let's go to Junebug.
Yeah, that was my answer, Stu.
Okay, well, let me give you another one here. That weird amusement park called Haw Par Villa is located where?
In Singapore.
Singapore is correct. Yes.
I've been to Singapore twice.
Yeah? Oh, did you get a tattoo? I heard it's the tattoo capital of the world.
I don't have any tattoos.
Okay, I don't either. But
okay, y'all have a good one.
All right, take care.
I read somewhere that more tattoos are administered in Singapore than any other city on the planet.
I'll tell you what, the crime rate is low because what they do to you if you commit a crime is it's pretty harsh.
That's called, what's the word?
Deterrent.
Yeah, deterrent, right.
Yeah.
Let's see, do I want to steal this or do I want right. to, get 40 lashes
yeah,
of cane?
Exactly.
Remember back in the I think it was the 80s or 90s, some kid got caned. I think it might have been in Singapore.
It was in Singapore. You are right.
And it was like a worldwide, you have no right to beat somebody for stealing.
But still, it's a beautiful
city.
That's
the rule.
It's also the best airline.
If you don't like it, don't go to Singapore.
Yeah.
Here's Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve, hi.
Good morning.
Most expensive aircraft ever wrecked involve what type of aircraft?
I believe that was the B-2 aircraft.
That was the B-2, yes. Yes, it was.
I was amazed to hear that they were safely ejected. I think I remember hearing about that, though.
Yeah, because that plane did not get very high off the ground, yet they managed the propulsion.
Where's Anderson? Which one's Anderson? Where's
that? That's in Guam.
Is it?
Anderson Air Force is in Guam?
Wow.
Yes, cool. Indeed. Yeah.
Cool.
I thought that was domestic. Yeah.
No.
It's there's an episode of Air Disasters about it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
How they figured out what... again, it was another one of those things that was caused by something relatively minor.
Multi-billion.
Thanks, Steve.
$1.4 billion.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Gray hair.
All right.
Yeah, I had a treehouse so high you didn't want to fall out of it.
Is that right?
Yeah, and also I just learned where sugar daddies come from.
Oh, yeah.
How you figure them out, yeah.
Okay.
You mean the candy? That crap candy we give away at Halloween, or are you talking about something else?
No, I'm talking about when you look at a face and the beef goes over to the face to get the sugar water.
Oh, sugar you're making a joke. Yes, gotcha.
I see.
Yeah,
I was
going a long way to
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Which company marketed successfully marketed Capri Suns to kids?
First
British monarch to qualify as a scuba diver was
Charles.
Correct. Yeah. That is correct. Yep.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Are here again on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Well, much of the city and surrounding area had a nice little thunder shower during the last hour. It moved off to the east. We had thunder here at the station. So the risk of showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly along and south of I-85 today. That's where the best chance would be. I'm not saying if you live north of I-85, you can't get one, because Millbrook just had one. High today, 75. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, cool for late March with a high in the upper 60s. But the best day of the week, in my idea, is going to be Thursday with a high temperature up to about 77, plenty of sunshine. My pick of the litter day. And then back to the mid-80s on Friday, risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms returning Friday night into Saturday. And again, that could be a severe weather setup. I know. Right now this morning, it's 60 at 7:53.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
We were talking about that big hail event over the weekend that was around, and I started thinking about all the paint and body shops that were backed up for months and months and months because of that hailstorm. And I think Donnie Turner, they were in business back then. This was back in 1988. Let me tell you about them. They are, it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but they don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. It is they're meticulous. It's their attention to details. No shortcuts. Dedication to consistent, trustable. That's why I keep going back to Montgomery Paint and Body, and I've been going there for three decades. Over three decades now. Donnie, Brandon, Holly Turner, all the people at Montgomery Paint and Body are very thorough at what they do. And tell your insurance company that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body, because that is certainly your choice. 27 Wreck with the W is their phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, and we all have told our stories. Montgomery Paint and Body is the company that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
At 7:54, we welcome a very special person and guest, because today is the last day we can help her raise money for the Cancer Wellness Foundation. Welcome Hayden McDonald. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I am getting ready to repost on Facebook the link to your page. As part of the Women in Blue fundraising event. And is today the last day that people can donate?
Well, it runs through the end of the month, so there's 4 days left.
Okay. 4 days left. I misunderstood. So that's the Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama. And, you know, having been a cancer survivor yourself, what are some of the services that people will... We have helped them many times in the past, and we can never help them enough. I think their work is phenomenal. We've helped them with...
That's right, and every dollar that is raised stays in Central Alabama to help local cancer patients.
Yes, and it runs the gamut of services, you know, for folks who are blindsided by a situation, life-altering situation like this. And not everybody has the resources to, for example, even arrange a ride to the cancer center for treatment.
Right.
So you are, and this is a fun competition with other women in blue to hit a fundraising goal of what, 5,000, is it?
That's my goal, yes. It's 5,000. There's 18 women and one of the 18, so yes.
All right, so that's a chance to raise a really good operational chunk of change for an organization that we really need to help. Anything else you would like to add? I'm going to put this on my page so people can go there directly and click, and whatever you can spare, $10, $20, whatever you want to do to help out this great cause and one of my more phenomenal friends here. What's this experience?
Thank you so much. And
what's it been like for you now that you've been through and survived? How does it feel to be past that, but turning around and helping those who are going to need the kind of services that you did?
That's right, because you never know when you'll be affected or your loved ones will be affected, you know, with a cancer diagnosis. And so yes, I'm very happy and thankful to be able to help out Women in Blue and the Cancer Wellness Foundation.
And we are very excited to help you help them. So good luck with the fundraising, and if you want to drop by, you know, call in this afternoon. We'll be here 4:30 to 5 in that window there.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
We appreciate you, Hayden. Thank you so much, and say hi to Brant.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Alrighty. It is 7:57. There's, again, in her situation, just, you know, somebody that I don't know that you could have met any human being that looked healthier than she did and then got this diagnosis that nobody expects it, but got this diagnosis and then in the fight for their life, some very, and this too came down during the pandemic, which limited some of the ways you could deal with it. I remember for her birthday, all of her friends did a drive-by at the house, honking and wishing happy birthday from the street. There's great support out there, but not everybody has it, and we want to make sure that those who don't can get it. All right, we have the Wall Street Business Report at 7:58.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A warning from the World Bank. Average potential global economic growth will slump to a three-decade low of 2.2% per year through 2030, ushering in a lost decade for the world's economy unless policymakers adopt ambitious initiatives to boost labor supply, productivity, and investment. Walt Disney Company on Monday began 7,000 layoffs announced earlier this year as it seeks to control costs and create a more streamlined business, according to a letter Chief Executive Bob Iger sent to employees. Several major divisions of the company, Disney Entertainment, Disney Parks, Experiences and Products, and Corporate, will be impacted. Housing markets in tech hubs are cooling more rapidly than other parts of the United States amid a wave of layoffs in the technology sector and elevated mortgage rates, according to major real estate brokers. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked.